Juice. Are we on the air?
Let's take it from the top. Hot off the wire.
Hot off the wire.
Hot off the wire, baby. With my people's
Britney Bitch.
Okay, so Schoolboy Q, his album Oxymoron has been doing really well, but he says he wish he would have stayed independent instead of signing with Interscope. He says he doesn't care about radio play. That's not important to him. And, you know, a lot of people do get successful being independent.
Oh, he'll be making a lot of coasters.
Looks like ratchet reality star Portia Williams is losing in her divorce with Cordell Stewart. Legal docs say she gets no alimony, no house, no cash, no health insurance. She only gets her car and her ring. Cordell basically took everything. She's fighting for the house, but he already changed the locks.
Well, I don't know why she didn't get half.
They said they didn't have a prenup.
She didn't have anything when she showed up.
Poor Portia. But it looks like another baller might take care of her because Chad Ochocinco, he was flirting with her on Twitter. He said, I passed by the TV and Portia, though. He said, I love Portia and she's following me, too. So she responded and she's like, Chad, you're a mess. And he said, if I'm a mess, clean me up.
Wow.
So, you know, maybe Chad
it may start.
Portia?
That, because they're talking about she might be on the chopping block on Atlanta Housewives.
They're saying her.
If she
or
brought
Zinke,
Chad Ochocinco to the mix,
that could get her a new season.
She'd be number one on it.
That's a good look for her. Actually, no, because he kind of like beat up his last wife. Never mind. Speaking of Atlanta, Toya Wright says her home is not being foreclosed, and we shouldn't believe the rumors. Another reality star, Gloria Govan, married to Matt Barnes, was seen making out with her bodyguard. Not good. More marriage problems. Tina Campbell of Mary Mary, she says she takes full responsibility for her husband, Teddy Campbell, cheating. She says she was controlling and she talked too much, so she's working on herself now.
Wow, she's learning her place.
I mean, but
goodness,
take responsibility for him cheating.
You know what? His game must be like tight. That he can cheat. And she blames herself.
It was your fault, baby.
That's terrible.
See, if you wasn't yelling at me all the time and, you know, went on the road so much, making money for us to survive.
Right.
It's your fault, baby. You're right.
What about me? My fault. What about my needs?
That's almost as ridiculous as Conrad Murray being back in the medical business. He's employed by the Trinidad Ministry of Health, treating children with heart problems, but he won't be doing medical things in the U.S. anytime soon. His license been revoked. So
all right.
Good. Rachel Roy's fashion line was discontinued, but she's looking for a business partner. You guys said she shouldn't turn to her ex, Damon Dash.
He don't have no money.
He's Dame Dunn.
You don't know that.
That's
I don't think he had no money.
You don't have enough money. That's probably might be the case.
Yeah. But it's going to be fun at the BET Experience concert in L.A. that goes down June 27th. Big names. Mary J. Blige, Maxwell, Trey Songz, Jennifer Hudson, Tamar. Tickets go on sale for that Friday. I'll have more coming next hour. I'm Britt, and that's your Hot Off the Wire. If I missed anything, hit me up on Twitter at Too Pretty Britty and at Russ Parr Show.